B-Pod Studios.
Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
This is Over Under 98.5 with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz. Here are the Bankrolls. Who you got?
It's Over Under 985, the podcast. I'm Joe Murray alongside Dan Lifshatz. We are at championship weekend, Dan.
It's here. It's here. No pats, but it's here.
So last week, I'll pump a little tires. I'm going to pump it up. Chiefs minus 10. Didn't look good early.
We cashed that. I mean, you were on it, but I was with you. That cashed.
Boom, 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 boom. I like the over. People were telling me I like the under on the point. I don't remember that. I didn't take the over. I didn't bet it.
The Ravens over was a fucking massive disappointment.
That was bad. And listen, I don't blame Lamar Jackson, by the way, in that game. I don't.
I mean, he definitely was
none
not
of the star players
good.
Played.
Okay, he definitely was not as good, but he made some plays, man. Like, he really did. Like, that throw to Hollywood Brown was money.
He was good. Hollywood Brown?
Yeah.
He's,
but Andrews clearly wasn't right. Ingram clearly wasn't right.
Yeah.
They were all banged up all over the place.
And
I mean,
they ran so slow. Listen, I get it with Jackson. We get it. The guy's a great talent. If they get behind, they'll struggle. I still think they were down 16 points. They weren't hustling. They were like, we got punched in the mouth and gave up.
To me, everyone's like, oh, look what Jackson did, look what Watson did. I was more impressed with Jackson than I was with Watson this weekend. Watson was up 24-0 and fucking blew the game. Jackson, they struggled from the start, but at least they were there. They were getting back into it, and if not for, you know, some pretty unlucky shit. I think the first interception right off Andrews' hands, I mean, to me, they were driving right down the field opening the game. The Ravens deserve to lose, but to me, I was impressed. I was not impressed with either one of them, to be honest with you. And then Mahomes is clearly moved apart from those two. To me, I mean, he is unreal. He's got to be the best quarterback in football, right?
Is there, yeah, if you ask me.
I mean, there can't be anyone close to him.
Yep. So I'm just trying to think of what else happened this weekend. Oh, and
LSU Clemson.
I had LSU on everything.
Everything. You did. I like Clemson to cover the points, and I really thought early on they looked good. I don't know what happened with their defense, man. They absolutely folded in and just collapsed. And they stopped doing what was working. They were running the ball with Etienne, and they were, you know, up at the line, forcing pressure in Burrow's face, and, you know, playing press on the corners. And the minute that Burrow figured out the rollout, the game was over. That was like Clemson and no counter to that.
Good. I went 5-1, and I faded the Clemson second half, which worked.
Yep.
It worked. And so I gave over 69.5, and then it dropped to 66. I hit that one. I lost the 69.5. That's the one I lost.
Yep.
Dude hits that field goal or that push-off touchdown.
Agreed. That by the way, that was a touchdown. Fuck you.
I personally think it should have been both. What's it called? Replay on downs.
See, I just
there was a hold on defense, but he pushed off.
I think there was a small push and it was a much bigger hole. I think the,
no, no, I agree wholeheartedly. Yeah. Oh, by the way, this has nothing to do with gambling, but kicking out a fucking player in the national championship game. Maybe it was Crown. Maybe it was. There was absolutely no intent at all.
By the rule, it's right. It's a dumb fucking rule.
No, it's a bad rule.
And by the way, all those dumb motherfuckers who are telling me that the guy, the LSU player, didn't hit him with the crown, slow it down. Watch it. He hits him with the crown in the leg.
Nope.
Oh, it wasn't near the head.
No
it
review.
Doesn't matter.
No
the
review.
Rule is if you hit him with the crown. That is the rule.
No review. And if you, NFL, and I know we're switching sports, but in the NFL this year, they made it a precedent. Actually, last preseason they did.
Yeah, last preseason.
Like, I remember Ralph Webb, who was like a nobody, did it. And we're like, dude, it's the smallest guy in the league. What are you doing here?
And I think they called like one crown penalty I've seen, like really.
But all I'm saying is that rule needs to be improved.
Agreed.
That's it. But overall, we had a good week. I know you hit some college basketball. I hit that Purdue game.
You did.
We talked about it last week.
You hit the second half.
Dude, they've won like 14, 15 games in a row now.
I know.
I haven't connected yet on Big Ten. I liked Wisconsin the other night. It was 2.5. I was thinking about betting it.
They won by two.
Yeah. So just be careful. Okay. Yeah, we're going to get into it. We're at a little time restraints today.
Yep.
But it's over on our 985. We'll get into the championship weekend next.
Hardcore baseball talk, inside the ropes with wrestling talk, and where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Bankroll Boys. Follow them on Twitter at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshatz, and send in your questions at Over Under 98.5.
It's Over Under 985 Championship Weekend. Some new faces. We got Patrick Mahomes, who was back last year.
No Tom Brady.
We don't have to talk about that. And by the way, it was vomit-inducing. I was doing a show with Ted Johnson, former Patriots linebacker, for those who aren't from Boston and listen to our podcast. And he was working in Houston before he came to Boston. And there was a thought that it was going to be Titans versus Texans for a little bit.
Yeah.
And, like, the Patriots factor, Bill O'Brien, Mike Vrabel. Like, I was literally nauseous. I was nauseous.
I got to say, if it was Houston, Tennessee, I don't think I would have watched that game. That would be... I mean, I would have...
Ratings are important.
Would be terrible.
So, let's just... While we're at it, right? What is the best ratings possible Super Bowl outcome here?
Niners-Chiefs. To me, that is... To me, it's Niners-Chiefs. As much as everyone likes Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers, I think that the Niners will draw higher ratings due to the fact that it's just a larger fan base in terms of that area. Now, Rodgers is a bigger name than obviously Jimmy Garoppolo or, you know, any of those other guys on that team, really. I mean, there's no one really who's a big name there, right? Bosa, but he's young, still coming into the zone. It's Garoppolo.
The only big names really.
Kittle, maybe.
Yeah, I know Jimmy. Kittle would be a big name.
Yeah.
Who's a rising big name.
Yeah.
Like, we're in the league right now. He's probably
Green Bay, you can sell Rodgers. Easy.
You can sell Rodgers and maybe Devontae Adams, but where else are you going with that one?
Aaron Jones, maybe?
Okay, he led the league in touchdowns. You're right.
Yeah, so maybe. So,
but Rodgers is the biggest name of them all, though.
I think Mahomes is.
Okay, so that brings up the second point. I think the State Farm Bowl would be huge.
Okay, that's...
That's ratings.
I haven't heard that in the commercials. I haven't heard... You know what? I had heard that, but like...
I had not processed that. What the hell is that agent's name, by the way? What is that guy's name?
I don't remember.
But he'd be doing the damn coin toss.
Dude, that is a... You know what? I'm sure I sound like a dumbass right now because I haven't thought about that, but that's a great idea. Like, people are throwing that out to me and I haven't processed it to now. That's interesting. I like that. I'm not rooting for that because I still want the Niners to win for a vested interest, but I get it.
That discount double check shit.
That would be, God. Let me just say this. My preferred matchup would be Niners-Chiefs because I think that you get the two best teams in football outside of the Ravens.
So the favorite right now, 49ers to defeat the Chiefs at plus two. Chiefs to defeat the 49ers.
Yeah.
Plus 150.
Yeah.
Then the 49ers beat the Chiefs.
Plus 210, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I saw those odds the other day.
Would Titans-Packers be a bore?
Fucking terrible. Let me put it like this. I really have a very strong feeling that if the Titans make the Super Bowl, the NFL would feel screwed, at least on one side, because Mahomes getting the Super Bowl is so huge for them. Not saying it's going to affect the reffing. I don't know about that. It could. I'm not saying it won't because the refs are, we know they're not clean.
Vinovich is the name of the Super Bowl, I think he's been okay. We'll look into it. We got three weeks.
We definitely need a Super Bowl wrangle. So we'll look into that. I know a bunch of people have been hitting me up on Twitter, and I've been terrible the past few days. It's been busy as hell. But I know that there's definitely been a Bill Vinovich wrangle that's been tweeted at me. Yeah. So I'll look for it.
There's a lot going on in sports. Thank God we get football on the weekends. You know, there's the scandals in baseball, which is getting interesting. There's odds for like managers too. If we have time, we'll talk about it. If not, we'll do it.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of shit going on. College basketball starting to heat up a little bit. NBA is starting to get a little weird, actually, the NBA now. Some of the betting games. Some like San Antonio all of a sudden is going off lately.
So there are a lot of my friends who just literally bet NBA games during the year. They've told me this has been the hardest year for them.
Oh, it's such a bad stretch. And plus the other thing is the guys sit out and they can. And then there's like Detroit. I don't even remember the guy's name who played well. Seau, whatever the hell his
Dumbaya,
name.
Yeah.
I know who Dumbaya. He is.
He's a rookie.
Yeah, but like I didn't see that coming last night. Yeah.
No, I mean, Pistons were definitely sharp last night. But again, just in general, like, it's almost been impossible to back the big teams. Like, Lakers last night were like a 9.5-point favorite wherever they opened. They lost outright. Like, backing the big teams, which has been profitable in certain spots, even like the 1 or 2 point lines and like these square plays, it just hasn't been profitable this year. This year has been up and down. And I'm telling you this, it's kind of similar in college basketball. Felt like last year was more consistent. Now, maybe it's because we started right at the start of January, but, like, really, like, starting to put down college basketball. But this year, to me, like, I don't feel great about college basketball right now. I don't. There's only a few angles that are really consistently hitting for me.
So. Again, for those who know, I raked in the college championship game. Like I went 1-4 divisional wild card weekend.
Yeah,
I went 2-2 divisional weekend. So
three and two,
whatever. So like I crushed. So like that's the only money I've made is college football, and now it's over. It's over, and we have championship weekend. Dan, the spreads are 7 on both sides with a hook.
I think you can probably find a 7 on Kansas City, and I think by kickoff you'll probably find a 7 by San Francisco.
Good,
too.
Good. I think it's worth waiting this thing out a little bit.
Me too. Agreed. If you want,
because if it goes to 7.5, you buy the hook.
Yeah. So Chris Bookmaker, whatever you want to call it right now, is at 7/115 for Kansas City, and it's I think -125 right now if you want to buy the hook for the Niners. To me, I would just, if you're looking to do it, I'll buy the hook somewhere.
So I think Dan has a PP in the first game, but let's get over it. Chiefs, Titans, 7 points is the spread. Totals at 53. I mentioned this on Touch and Rich in our appearance this week. Ryan Tannehill has not played in the game with a total this high before. Once. And I believe it went under.
Way under.
But they covered the spread.
Yep.
So it's one example. Right? You can't really base things off of one game. Just like in the NFC game we'll talk about in a bit, the 49ers destroyed the Packers earlier this year. But looking at it here, I lean under 53. It was at 52.5.
Yeah. I'll tell you this, Joe. This will go, and this kind of goes against me. So I'm going to pull Joe Murray here, okay? Last 5 games, Titans, after allowing less than 15 points in the previous game, 5-0 the next game.
Trends. Are you using trends?
Titans 5. Oh, hold on. Let me just make sure this. I got to get rid of this advertisement that's playing in our background here. So people probably just heard the advertisement there. My bad. Sorry, guys.
True.
As I said, under 5-0 in the Titans' last 5 game after allowing less than 15 points in the previous game. Trend. Titans are 5-0 against the spread in the last 5 road games. They're 6-0 in the last 5 road games versus a team with a winning record. Titans are 7-1 to the under in the last 8 playoff games.
I like that.
And the over. 7-1 in Titans for the over is 7-1 in the Titans last 8 games on grass.
So you know what that means. Fade!
To me, one of these is going to lose. It's not going to go Titans and under.
No, Chiefs!
I think it's
Chiefs -7.
To me. So PP, lock it up. Chiefs -7, -115, bang, bang. I love the Chiefs this week.
You know what? I'll give you the under PP. Let's just do it. Double PP. Chiefs in the under.
Bang. So there's the Chiefs. Bang. There's the under 53.
I like the Chiefs too. All those trends that you just mentioned, I would fade. Listen, everybody. Tennessee's a damn good team. Vrabel is right now the hottest coach in football. Andy Reid, they should win this game. They should win this game. I have been criticized during the divisional weekend, saying that the Texans should win the game because during the wild card weekend because they're at this point where they should have won a game, and someone gave me shit for it, and they won the game. It wasn't pretty, but they won the game, and it was a good reason.
Where's Buffalo? Yeah.
This here, same thing. You've been to back-to-back AFC championship games at home. You lost to one of the greatest players of all time last year.
Which is in understandable.
Overtime. They were down huge and came back. Like, if the Pats don't get the football there, like, who knows, right?
Agreed.
Who knows? You have to fade. You have to. Yeah, I think you have to fade the Titans. The only thing is this. Can the Titans run the football like they did? And they can.
Okay, here's the thing. The Titans, 26th ranked pass defense, right? Allowing 257 yards per game. The Chiefs, 5th ranked pass defense, 281 yards per game. However, Tennessee, 3rd in running the ball this year. Obviously, Derrick Henry, 138 on the ground. The Chiefs are 26th in rush defense, allowing 128. So, if I'm the Chiefs and I'm looking a way to stop Tennessee, you load the box and you make Ryan Tannehill beat you. That's what you have to do. You have to sell out to stop Derrick Henry and make Tannehill beat you. Now, he had one really nice pass last week versus Baltimore that was an easy pass, but still, really nice pass. Give him credit for that. Other than that, what did Tannehill do last week, Joe, that made you go, wow, he's doing really well? Because everything that I saw when Tannehill had a pass last week, with the exception of that one pass, he sucked. The Jonnu Smith touchdown in the corner, luck.
I thought it was a good throw.
It was
pure
luck.
I'm
going to
give him credit.
It was luck, man.
To your point, he had two good throws on the day. You think one, I think two.
I think
that's
one.
It.
I think one, I think his tight end made an exceptional play.
And his defense was great. This just to me, if the Chiefs lose this game, it's an Andy Reid thing that will never get over.
What is it, a Patrick Mahomes thing?
Does it become
a Patrick Mahomes thing?
No, he just led a comeback. He's led two comebacks at home in the playoffs. Okay. One unsuccessful in overtime, and here.
Is it a Lamar Jackson thing that he's now 0-2 in the playoffs?
So that's another thing.
See,
no, that you have this thing this year about Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson,
Patrick Mahomes.
You have this thing.
I do. I have a thing because I think that people heavily overrate Deshaun Watson. And I love Watson. We talked about him when we were drafted. He was my favorite quarterback coming out of that draft. I was wrong about Mahomes. So wrong about Mahomes. The wrongest. The wrongest human being on the planet about Patrick
He's
Mahomes.
He's owning it.
I will own it. The wrongest human on the planet. But can't you just accept the fact that Mahomes is better than him?
I think Mahomes is the best. Here's what it comes down to for me. Ryan Tannehill cannot be the representative of the Super Bowl in the AFC.
That would be so bad.
It can't happen. So therefore, I'm betting on that. I am fading Tannehill making the Super Bowl.
Now, let me ask you something. Do you think the refs will be on Kansas City's side? Because to me, here's the way I'm looking at it. If the current money percentages and everything stay up, right? You have pretty even splits right now. 54% of the bets on Tennessee, 56% of the money's on Tennessee. Mm. Pretty even, right? If it's even and it's not a massive swing in any of the games, do you think the NFL would sell out to get the Chiefs in the Super Bowl knowing they're going to get either the Niners or the Packers?
The other thing to add to that is last year the Saints were robbed. And the Chiefs went offsides on an interception. That was an interception. It wasn't offsides.
But here's the other thing. I look in out of those four teams, you have L.A., Boston, and you have the new brand new rising star of the NFL. Then you have the Saints. To me, the fourth team in that is the Saints. Now, I don't think they're a small market team. Drew Brees is a massive name. So I don't know if I buy that angle, but you got L.A. into the Super Bowl and with their first year, right? With their first or second year, whatever, yeah, in L.A. And now, you know, now you have the option of getting Kansas City in the Super Bowl if you kind of screw Tennessee. I still believe at the end of the day, the refs are a determining factor in these games.
I don't know.
I believe that.
I'm going to continue to look at that. Keep it simple, folks. Keep it simple. Chiefs should win this game. Ryan Tannehill cannot be the representative of the AFC.
Can the Titans' pass defense stop them? They haven't stopped anyone this year, 26th in the league. Can they stop Patrick Mahomes of Kansas City, who last week were not able to be stopped?
They haven't faced a passer like this in weeks. They haven't.
They haven't. They haven't, except for, you could argue, Tom Brady, but he didn't have any weapons.
No, nope. Sorry, love Tom Brady.
I don't think Tom Brady is right now playing on Patrick Mahomes' level either. So,
all right, so we're good on that game in the AFC. Looking at the NFC, Mike Felger, who's from Wisconsin, does a show here at 98.5 The Sports on our flagship. I listened to him on the way in today, and he made some great points about Aaron Rodgers. He has brought his team to essentially be in the Super Bowl or a championship game, and the defense has failed them 4 out of the 7 times. I think 3 times were his own fault. Okay? But, like, the Cardinals game, that should have been them.
Fair. He also somehow won the Cowboys game. So, like, let's... You know what I mean?
No, I get you. I just think this. Here's what I'm thinking. I think they're frauds. They are a fraudulent team. They let Seattle with essentially, Tyler Lockett, Russell Wilson, and a rookie, Metcalf. And Hollister tried. Okay, he tried. He's a half a bid player. They let them come back on him. They let them come back on them.
At home.
And it took I don't know what the play call was on a second down to stop the clock. But on a third down, they found Jimmy Graham on a controversial play. We know who the ref was, right?
Mr. Blakeman.
So I'm going to take the L on that one. Wrangle didn't work. But you know what? I'll bet that fucking wrangle every time, Dan.
Maybe we were wrong about the wrangle. Maybe it's a Packers wrangle because that fucking dude
It's 5-3 straight up now. It's 4-4 against the spread.
For the Packers?
Packers.
With Blakeman?
5-3 straight up, 4-4 against the spread. So if you want to look at it on the Packers, maybe.
I don't know.
All I'm saying, they hit that 2-point conversion, things are different.
Agreed.
You know, he doesn't take a sack there on third and long. Yep. Things are different.
Yep.
All I'm saying is the defense is still questionable. Can they stop the run against the 49ers? And I will say this, Jimmy Garoppolo did throw a bad pick last week. If I'm going quarterback advantage,
Rodgers.
It's Rodgers.
Yeah, listen, I like Garoppolo a lot. I think he tries to do too much at times because he's not Brady, he's not Rodgers, he's not Mahomes. He's that next tier down. He's probably below Watson and Jackson. Like he's that next tier down, you know? He's not top 5 or top 7. He's, you know, top 10. You know what I mean? He's that guy, like what Goff was a couple years ago. He's a top 10 guy, but he's not elite, I wouldn't say. Rodgers is still elite, but what has been the most helpful factor for Aaron Rodgers this year, just watching the Packers to me?
It's Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones, the run game setting up the pass. What is San Francisco's ultimate strength this year?
Stopping the run. Who's going to cover Devontae Adams?
It's probably going to be Sherman with safety help over the top.
See, Graham doesn't scare me. I know he's not anymore. You know what? Graham deserves more credit than he gets, but he's still slow. Like last week, I couldn't believe a couple of times Bobby Wagner's letting him run right down the middle of the field.
Ugh.
Like, put a hand on that dude. Stick an elbow on him.
Just push him.
Forearm.
One hand. Wagner could probably rock him to the ground.
I really like Sal. I think he's a good defensive guard. I think he should have been a coach this year.
See, I don't. I think that.
Oh, you don't like him?
I like Sala, but I just.
See, I think Jimmy G's put the defense in trouble this year at times.
Definitely. Oh, absolutely.
Like these high scoring games, it's more because Garoppolo hasn't been great.
Right.
And the running game couldn't get going.
Again, so I'm telling
you.
And
Kittle missed some games too.
Garoppolo reminds me of Goff. Goff is way more helpless as a player. But
Goff might be more gifted than Garoppolo, I think.
I think Goff is more talented, but not as, he's not as visual. He's not good.
There you go.
He's not as visual on the field. He doesn't make the right decisions. Garoppolo makes better decisions, but sometimes he just tries to do too much without the talent. They're very, to me, but they're similar. Like, I think Goff and Garoppolo are similar. I think Goff is kind of worthless without McVay, but also how good is McVay? We've seen what the fuck he's been turned into since the Super Bowl, so I don't know. You know, maybe it's just a down year. Could just be a down year, but we'll see.
So 7.5. Buying the hook?
I would buy the hook.
Here's my
San Fran, you got to buy
the hook.
Here's
my thing. Can they kick their ass twice? Can they kick their ass twice?
History tells us the team that wins big the first time wins big the second time in the NFL. Now, that's the common misconception is it's hard to beat a team twice, right? Or three times or whatever. But the team that wins big the first time usually wins big the second time. And I think, Joe, they want you to take Green Bay with that hook. They want you to take the 7.5.
I kind of want to take it. Every game this year, at least down the stretch, the 49ers played some great football, some of the best games we've seen. We saw the 49ers come down to the final play on the road against Seahawks. I feel like the game's going to be close.
Yeah, I feel like, was it a week before that or 2 weeks before that? They lost in that Atlanta game where they lost on the goal line and Atlanta scored another touchdown, whatever. But like it was really like a one-point game.
Every game was down to the wire. I don't see that changing this week. I
mean, what about last week?
I'm not betting the Packers by any means.
Okay.
Not.
I just. Well, right now, right?
Right now, I'm not.
Okay. What is it, Sunday?
Just think the 49ers are more talented and Shanahan's a better coach.
The Niners blew out Minnesota, right? 17 points is a blowout in the playoffs, at least in my opinion. Cover the 7. Do you think that San Francisco is good enough to do that again?
Yes, I think they are good. I think San Francisco has more weapons with Emmanuel Sanders, Kittle, their running game, and Debo. I think they have more playmakers.
So here's the way I'm evaluating it, Joe. Who is a very similar team to Green Bay running the pass? Who has been a very similar team in the NFC that way to me? To you, I guess.
Well, the Vikings. Yeah.
Right. To me, the most comparable team to Green Bay this year has been Minnesota running the set up the pass. San Francisco did a great job of taking away Dalvin Cook last week. I think they're going to do a good job taking away Aaron Jones. Now, the quarterback differential is what comes into play here. Can Aaron Rodgers make the plays over Kirk Cousins? Yes. I just tend to think that Rodgers is not as good at as he was. And I would take San Francisco.
I lean over.
I would take
46.5, I lean over.
I do too.
Like I see like a 28-24 game.
Yeah. I think San Francisco is going to win like 30-21.
Okay.
Something along those lines.
Something that final play could like screw the spread or something.
Yeah, I think you're looking for like a potential backdoor or whatever. Like maybe Green Bay needs like a field goal and a touchdown, so they kick the field goal or something like that, or miss it, or what, something like that. You know, you need a 2-score, you go for the quick 1-score, and you try and find a way to get the final score. Because to me, that's the best way to do things. Get a quick score and then go for the final score. Because, you know, you're not going to get one without the other. So I tend to look at it that way. I like San Francisco. I like the over. It's a square weekend for me. Square weekend, I would say.
I think, listen, people don't like parlays. But no. I think it's a good weekend
bet
both favorites to go to the Super Bowl.
You don't think there's going to be an upset? Like last week we came on here and I said one of those big teams is going to get upset. I said one of Baltimore, one of San Francisco, and one of Kansas City was going to get upset.
No. The only one I see possibly going down is San Fran.
Yeah, I don't see Kansas City losing, but I can't.
I'd love to watch Rodgers get his ass kicked, though.
I can see.
Oh.
See, I think Green Bay would be a better matchup for the Chiefs.
Yeah, because they both can score.
Because Green Bay can run the ball.
On them, yeah.
Yeah, and still throw the ball.
Run the ball differently than a Derrick Henry.
Agreed.
Yeah. Henry's like a bull. Like, I don't want to. Dude, I tried to compare him to Jerome Bettis and Ted He's Johnson. Not,
no,
out on me.
Bettis is soft. Bettis was soft. Bettis was
no,
soft.
Bettis was soft because the Pats stopped him all the time.
Bettis was softer. He was softer. You could get him. You could stop Bettis. Henry, it feels like you have to commit to tackle him.
Yeah.
He's a much bigger boy.
Yeah, the other one that was, like, I think he's kind of like a Terrell Davis type.
Okay, that.
Davis a little smaller.
Davis was smaller, but to me, that's
And
more
I think
of
Eddie George, maybe. That type of back.
The guy I think of is Clinton Portis. So
he was dynamic, though. He was like pass and catch. And,
right, well, I think Henry is starting to show that. He's not as fast as Portis, but.
There's nobody I've ever seen as big as.
Right. You're trying to find a comparable.
Yeah,
there's no.
You ever see the picture of him on the sideline with Ingram next to him?
Yes. It's ridiculous. And Ingram was like, what, 3 years old?
He was like
that
in the NFL, too.
Yeah, pretty much. Ridiculous.
I actually saw someone tweet out Derrick Henry's high school numbers. They were, like, ridiculous.
Dude, I saw a videotape of him playing against everyone else. Now, again, we see these big guys playing against, like, you know, the highest scores. Everyone looks like kids. Dude, he looked like a giant. Holy shit.
By the way, if you ever really want to look at something, watch the Aaron Hernandez documentary.
Oh, man. I'm going to watch that this weekend.
Of his old Connecticut. 3 episodes long. I think about an hour each.
Bristol, Connecticut.
It's good.
From where ESPN
I liked it. But some weird takes.
I have some interesting stories about Aaron Hernandez. I went to school in Connecticut. He used to come to Hartford all the time, which is where I went. He used to go to a bar called Poorhouse. We used to go there. I was in the fraternity. It was the big, you know, school bar.
But whatever. He wasn't a big asshole yet.
So he came to the bar. He was looking for drugs.
Oh, well, yeah. You watched the documentary.
Yeah.
It was so from what I gather, he was a big marijuana guy, but might have been smoking that K2 shit.
He was looking for other drugs.
Yeah.
Not marijuana.
I don't doubt it. You gotta watch it. You'll see. You'll see.
I have an interesting story about Aaron Hernandez. I'll tell you about it off the air. I don't know if I've told you it before, but it's
yeah, and what you'll see. It's an interesting documentary.
So, okay. So, but here's the interesting part of the story. The night that I met him.
Okay. Tales from the lift stands.
He was with the dude that he killed.
So I played football with Odin Lloyd.
Okay.
Sad story.
So he was with Odin Lloyd that night.
Yeah. So what happened was their sisters dated his wife and sister dated Odin Lloyd. So Aaron Hernandez's wife, Odin Lloyd dated his sister.
Yeah, no, I know that.
Yeah, that's their connection.
Right, no.
And Odin, he lives literally, like, we're in Dorchester, they're 10 minutes down the street. I played semi-pro football with all those guys.
Yeah, no.
It's sad story. You should watch the documentary.
I'm definitely going to. I mean, yeah. I've seen tons of
it. Oh, no, I believe your story.
But the reason that he killed Lloyd is now very different.
Yeah, you gotta watch the documentary. Sad story, though. Sad story. And by the way, I will say this. Oh, God, we're getting political here. I'm not a political guy at all. Massachusetts made a great decision. Great decision. You'll see it in the documentary. All right, so do we have a pick on this game?
I got nothing for you on this one. I lean San Francisco.
I lean over.
You lean Green Bay.
I lean the square parlay. The square parlay. Favorites.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Money line parlay. Yeah.
Square.
I don't do.
You're not going to win much, but you know.
You're better off doing a teaser in that case. I'm actually not sure. I have to see the money line.
Lose by the hook.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm out on that.
The one.
Or you can tease them up. Tease them up as well. All right. This has been. We're going to wrap up the show because we got a lot going on this week. We're up the show. Up the show here coming up next year on Over Under 95.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
Over Under 98.5. It's Joe Murray, Dan Lifshitz. Sorry for the condensed show this week. There's a lot of shit going on.
Really busy. People are. We're lots of games going on at the station. We only have like one studio. You hear people going in and out of a studio right now, which is by the way fine because we're intruding on their.
So
time.
Whatever. We're giving you winners. Deal with it. All right. College basketball, Dan. I know we've been talking about it. It's been a little bit of a rough stretch. I've been peeking. I've been peeking.
So I'll tell you this. It's weird.
Like Kentucky loses on a long shot at the end of the game.
A long shot to South Carolina, which is frustrating because it's almost the exact same spot that Kansas blows out Oklahoma the night before. So it's just like, it is frustrating right now. I'll tell you this. Tonight, Joe, and I know this is not going to get out in time because I'm not going to put this out until Friday. I like Arizona State to beat Colorado. Carl, really good home
Colorado,
team.
Colorado, a ranked team.
Really
that
good.
That plays well at home, going on the road against a decent basketball team that could be a,
pretty
a
good
spot. This is when people say, hey, Dave, can you teach me about spots? This is a spot.
Yeah. So to me, I really like that. Santa Clara on the road versus Gonzaga tonight.
Ooh, I see. Oh, see, what's the spread?
19.5.
Okay.
I think Santa Clara is going to cover that. I think they have a chance to win outright in that one. Yeah, I know. It's, you can hear people coming in and out, so really got to get out of here. Joe, what do we got for UFC?
Any other basketball for this weekend?
We got Wisconsin, Michigan State on Friday.
Ooh, Michigan State. Michigan State.
At Iowa. So that
did Iowa beat the other night on the road?
Did.
Okay,
they did. They beat Northwestern on the road. I would look for Iowa for potential upset.
I fucking hate Northwestern.
I will say,
I bet against them every single damn game last year,
and
I crushed.
Saturday, Baylor at Oklahoma State, Big 12 game.
You think Baylor, right?
Oklahoma State has not won a single Big 12 game this year.
Ooh.
Seton Hall on the road at St. John's.
Ooh, St. John's blew it last night against Rhode Island.
They suck. Ohio State on the road versus Penn State.
Ohio State has suspended players.
Butler on the road at DePaul. DePaul has not won a Big East game this year.
DePaul is not good, but I've watched them play.
Florida State on the road at Miami.
They just beat low-scoring Virginia.
Yep. Auburn on the road at Florida.
So I watched Florida play Ole Miss the other
Auburn
night.
Finally lost the other day. Might be a second
Where's
loss
Where's the game
in a row.
At, Florida?
Florida.
Florida's been playing Games very well lately.
Kansas at Texas.
Kansas.
Texas,
though, is the issue there.
Yeah, Texas.
I don't know. I would think Kansas.
All right, a few more. West Virginia at Kansas State. West Virginia's been playing really well. Kansas State 0-4 in the Big 12.
I don't know.
Purdue at Maryland. I think Maryland is going to bounce back with a big win over Purdue there. I'm sure this probably will be
pretty
big.
Purdue on the road, I'd probably fade it this week.
Colorado on the road versus Arizona. Look for another potential upset.
Oh, Arizona.
There. Oregon on the road versus Washington.
I like Oregon.
I do too. Kentucky on the road versus Kansas or Arkansas. I'm sorry. Arkansas 14-2, 3-1 in the SEC. I think they're a better team than Kentucky.
I like Kentucky,
but I would not be surprised if Kentucky wins that game. Houston on the road versus Wichita State. Wichita's been good.
Yeah.
Iowa State on the road at Texas Tech.
Texas Tech's been good.
Iowa State's been garbage. Providence on the road versus Creighton.
That division can go anywhere, though, that conference.
Seriously. Northwestern on the road versus Illinois. I think we know where
Illinois
going there.
What do you like about Illinois, dude?
They fucking blow. Big game this week. Louisville on the road at Duke. Huge game.
Okay, ready? Duke's going to win, but Louisville's going to play good. It's under.
I like Louisville to win that game. Nevada on the road versus San Diego State. 18-0.
San Diego State won last night. I almost bet that game.
And Fresno, yep, they won big the other night. And then BYU at Gonzaga. I think BYU is going to challenge Gonzaga.
I watched Gonzaga play. They won. They're not a decent little team.
BYU is good. No big game Sunday.
BYU has a guy on their team who's a small forward who looks like needs Rogaine and Hair Club for Men. And he's such a good basketball player, though. He's so ugly.
Biggest games Sunday are BC at Wake Forest and Cal at UCLA. Nothing good. Nothing good there. Nothing good.
And finally, UFC 246 this week. Take all the underdogs, per usual.
Yep.
Have fun with it. Now, listen, when I say take all the, like 25, like what did Rich want to do, 100 a game?
He did like 50 bucks.
Sorry, 50 bucks. Because 100, it's like, I do 25. All the dogs. And just a quick breakdown. I'm a casual MMA watcher. I'm not an expert. I don't know about, I can't talk it like some of the greats, but I watch it and I bet on it a lot. Cerrone is actually like the all-time wins leader in UFC.
Yeah.
He has actually fought 5 times since the last time McGregor has fought. McGregor is a stand-up fighter, as we know what he did against Floyd Mayweather, right? But Cerrone can jab too. The problem is McGregor is more of a puncher. Like, he can knock him out. But Cerrone can really grapple. And if he can get through the first round, because this is what it sounds like to me. It sounds like Cerrone wants to stand up with him in the first round. Try to get him tired, because that's the issue with McGregor. Once he gets winded and goes a little bit longer, he struggles. I think Cerrone's going to try to get him first round stand up. They'll go to a second round, and that's when they start grappling. I like the over 1.5. And I think the line was like minus one and change.
Well, 5, 110.
A little more higher than that, but okay. Over 1.5. Now, just so you know, it needs to go a whole round.
And a half.
And halfway through the second round.
Yeah, it can't just be like.
Not like football.
Right.
Okay. I like the over, but I would place a bet, and I believe I saw 115, plus 115, somewhere around there, McGregor knockout. If this thing goes to the card, Cerrone's going to win. Cerrone can win. He's plus 265. I just wouldn't bet the juice at 330. Give me the over 1.5.
Gotcha. All right, guys, that's all we got for this week. We have to get out of here. We got Bruins, we got Celtics, we got everything coming down. We got to get out of the studio.
And we'll have a Super Bowl matchup next week.
And we will get down.
And we might even have a live show.
We have big show announcement coming.
Show announcement that we've been announcing every week until it happens.
Yeah, so we have a live show coming.
We have a live show coming, people.
It will be Saturday mornings, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. for right now. And then eventually we'll move from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. maybe, or something like that. It will eventually evolve, next football season. So anyways, that's what we got. That's been the big announcement. We don't know exactly when that's going to start, but we'll figure it out. And yeah, so.
And poor Abner Doubleday, right?
Yes.
Everything that he taught back in the day, it is all over now. It's all been tarnished.
By the way, Astros, huge fucking cheaters. If you tell me that they didn't wear a wire, fuck you. They did. You know it.
If you want now,
you know it.
Dan's having fun with it.
Oh my god, the Astros fans are so sensitive.
But listen, shit. If Evan Drellick and Rosenthal can put people, why can't we start sending videos and shit?
Listen. If you want to tease the Patriots fans for 27 years, I'm gonna fucking tease you when your team is wearing wires at Cheating Baseball. Simple as that. All right, we got to get out of here, Joe.
All right, he's Dan Lischetz. I'm Joe Murray. It's over on a 95.
Who you got?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.